Come in.
Mr. McCauley, sir, we gathered another 4 customers to take the survey.
Oh, fantastic. All right, just send them in one by one.
All right, sir.
Oh, wow, would you look at this office?
Oh, hi there.
Oh, it's so big.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a nice lamp. I like that lamp.
Yeah, I got it for Christmas last year.
It's expensive, I'm assuming.
No, I wouldn't know.
Very elegant and looks delicate. Thank you. Should I just sit down? Should we stand?
Whatever's more comfortable for you, I guess.
You can sit right over here. Oh, okay.
You can sit down. Thank you.
I'm just here to take the survey.
Yes, all right.
You know.
Uh-huh. All right, well, first things first, what is your name, sir?
My name is Paul. I am 26 years old, and I live with my mother. I didn't mean to include that part. Can we scratch this? That to be known.
It's not. I'm not writing this down.
And that doesn't help if they know I live with my mom.
I was just asking, and you really don't have to. You don't have to complete.
Can we start over?
I think that might be for the best. Yes. Let's.
All right. my name is Paul.
All right.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Is that it?
No.
Do I go now? Are we done?
No, we're not done. I that was the first question. No, we're not done.
Okay.
What do you do for a living there, Paul?
Oh, who, me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, what were the chances of another guy being named Paul in this room?
They're
actually not very good chances. I work as a sales clerk over at JCPenney. I work on the floor.
Okay.
I make minimum wage. You know, it's not the best job, but, I gotta make money, and I get paid vacations.
Well, that's not really paid vacations.
They're the vacations, and I don't get paid, so they're kind of the opposite of paid vacations.
Are you okay there, Paul?
You're making me nervous.
I'm sorry.
I just need a second.
Okay. Take all the time you need. I'm sorry for pressuring you.
Okay. I'm good.
All right. You okay?
Are we done now?
No. You need to take a break.
No.
Are you sure? Okay.
Keep them rolling.
Okay. I got this. You sure?
All right. Keep them coming. Next question. Go.
Ask
me the question.
I was just about to.
All right. Sorry.
Tell me, what compelled you to come to Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express in the first place?
Is that what this place is?
Yeah.
Oh, I never knew it was called that. It's kind of a silly name, didn't you think? That's a sillier name than Fuddruckers. I mean, it's a Fuddruckers. If you switch the letters around, it becomes something very naughty. But anyways, I was hungry, the Chinese place was closed, and I usually go there, but I think they're doing some renovations, so I walked over to here, and then I got a hot dog.
All right.
So that's why.
All right. So, how did you feel about your experience here at Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express?
Sorry, her name is just so silly. Overall, it was not a bad experience. The hot dog was pretty good. The crew was friendly, and
that's good.
They were fast, and they didn't mess up my order, which, a lot of places will mess up your order because they don't understand what you're saying. I mean, you could ask for, no lettuce, but then they'll get lettuce because I think you said extra lettuce.
Yeah.
But they didn't do that here. No. They did everything I asked them to do, and I was very appreciative.
That's good.
So, yeah.
For the rest of the questions, don't feel like you have to go into such immense detail. I mean,
You
can give me one-word answers if you want. Just try to cut back a little bit.
Can do, mon capitan.
Okay, thank you. All right, next question. What food did you order, and did you enjoy it?
Well, I just told you I ordered a hot dog.
Right.
And yes, it was very delicious.
That's good.
Is that short enough for you?
Yes, thank you.
All right, cool.
All right, thank you, Phil. One last question. Would you recommend Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express to a friend?
Oh, God, yes. I mean, I loved it, and I would love to recommend... I don't have any friends.
Okay, then. Charlie, would you please set in the next person? Hi, sir. How are you doing today?
This doesn't look like the bathroom.
No, this is where you come to take the survey.
Survey?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right, sir, just have a seat and I'll ask you a few questions and
okay.
You can be on your way, all right?
Okay.
All right, first question, what is your name, sir?
My name?
Mm-hmm.
It's,
Okay. Hello, Bill. How are you doing today? You know what? Forget I asked. All right. Second question. What do you do for a living?
I make birdhouses out of cardboard boxes.
Oh, an interesting hobby. You do this to get paid, or... never mind. Next question. What compelled you to come to Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express in the first place?
I was hungry. Yeah.
Okay, that's a good reason to come. All right, next question. How did you feel about your experience here at Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express?
Oh, it was delightful. I am so glad I came. Oh, the food. And the people.
Sir, you're not making coherent sentences right now, so I'm just going to put down that you liked it. Okay, next question. What did you order, and did you enjoy it?
I just got the food.
I can't.
And I ate it.
Okay.
Sir,
can you please speak up just a little bit?
Got a drink, and it was good.
Okay, I heard it was good, so I'll just put down it was good. All right, thank you. Final question, please. Would you recommend Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express to a friend?
Okay.
Okay then. I guess we're done here. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Next person, please.
Whoa. Hey. Please. Some nice gigs here, brother.
Thank you.
Hey. How you doing today, boy?
Not bad. Just living life, taking surveys, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm here for.
All right. Great to hear. All right. So why don't we just start off? Tell me, sir, what is your name?
Well, I never thought you'd ask. My name is Jack, and that's what you can call me, because that's my name.
Alrighty, Jack.
I like you, boy. You're funny.
I wasn't trying to be. Anyways, right on to the second question. What do you do for a living, sir?
For a living? Man, it'd be a shorter list to tell you what I don't do.
Oh, really?
Well, actually, no, it wouldn't. I don't have a job at the moment.
Oh, okay.
I kind of want, you know? It's how you gotta live your life. Just being out there.
All right, I completely understand that.
But no, I don't have a job.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. So next question is, what compelled you to come to Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express in the first place?
Man, I came to protest this place. I hear you're using artificially grown pigs.
What?
That ain't healthy, my friend. That ain't healthy at all.
Sir, where did you get your information?
From a guy.
What guy was this?
Guy I met once on the street.
And you believe him?
Of course.
Well, I regret to inform you that all our pigs are homegrown with no added anything. So, sorry to spoil your protest.
Well, damn.
I guess this question's kind of pointless, but how do you feel about your experience here at Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express?
Kind of depressed.
Oh, I
could waste my time.
I just...
I don't know, I feel a little constipated.
Okay, a little too much information there, I...
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to, but...
Let's just move on to the next question. What food did you order, and did you enjoy it?
I ordered a side of fries, and...
Okay.
Yeah, they were alright, I guess.
Well, that's good. I'm glad this event wasn't totally fruitless for you.
Stupid freaking guy on the street and his stupid stories and my goddamn order.
Would you recommend Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express to a friend?
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Okay.
Can I go now?
Yeah, I think we're done here. Thank you for coming in. I'm sorry about everything. Hi, sir, how you doing today?
Right, I got places to go. Can we hurry this up?
Oh, sorry. Well, let's just start off right away. First off, can you tell me, what is your name, sir?
Give me all the questions at once and I'll answer them.
Okay.
All right, cool.
Well, question one is, what is your name?
Okay.
Question two is, what do you do for a living?
Uh-huh.
Question three is, what compelled you to come to Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express in the first place?
Yep.
Number four was, how did you feel about your experience here at Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express?
Uh-huh.
Number five is, what food did you order, and did you enjoy it?
Yep.
And six, would you recommend Dylan's Magical Hot Dog Express to a friend?
All right, is that it?
Yes, sir.
All right, cool.
All right.
Here we go. Watch the magic.
Okay.
All right, number one, my name is Joe. Number two, I'm a firefighter. Okay. Number three, I was hungry. Number four, it was okay.
Okay.
Number five, I ordered a freaking hot dog. What do you expect? It's a hot dog place. What the hell am I going to order? It's a hot dog place. And yes, I liked it because it's a freaking hot dog and I like hot dogs.
Okay.
And six, yeah, I'd recommend it to my freaking friends. Is that okay? Am I done here? Okay, bye.
What? I guess that's pretty much all I had to ask you.
All right.
Well, thank you anyways for coming in. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
I will. Hope you don't die. Some shit.
Thank
all right,
you.
Bye.
Okay. I hate my job. Ow.
I like your shoes. Banter. All right. Okay. Dylan's not talking, so I'm just going to start. This is a side comment, but I liked your interviewer voice. It was very natural. I like the natural
attitude
him you had with it.
As director of PR, by the way, that's why he was interviewing people.
Oh, okay.
For my hot dog explosion.
You should probably tell him that you changed the name.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how to put a positive spin on that, because it brings up, like, Dylan hot dog and exploding, it brings up negative connotations when using
bad
the same...
Bad memories for people?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, because lots of people had explosions happen
not
with hot dogs.
Not so much.
Not any... No, there are no other connotations at all to
since
it. I don't know what you're talking about.
The restraining order stopped a lot of that.
There were no connotations
the
to
first,
anything.
The first voice sounded like a young Jason Alexander.
I was going to say, more nervous Wally Baxter.
Or, Woody Allen.
I could see that.
Yeah. Remember when I said how B. Reed, how his old man voice didn't sound fake like a lot of them do? Well, B-Max to me was a good example of a fake sounding one, or like a real cartoony sounding one.
Yeah, I didn't think it was bad, but I don't think it was as natural as Reed to me's. Though I thought it was alright. I thought it worked. It wasn't like the most believable thing in the world, but I thought it wasn't bad. I thought it worked. Yeah.
Like, to me, I'll be honest, this wasn't my favorite thing tonight. And I think this is actually your weakest performance on Who's Voice thus far. Which is concerning to me. Yeah, do you think else what? Do you think else what?
I do. I do think else what. I thought this was pretty good, especially for like since he didn't, besides the old man voice, I think he did more subtle changes with his voice instead of like outright ones.
The mafia voice is stereotypical. The
it
old
was,
man
but, like,
was stereotypical.
It...
They weren't well-rounded characters.
I thought they were more subtle than, like...
No.
I don't know. I thought they were really subtle.
Well, how is that old man voice subtle? That was super broad.
Okay, besides that one. The other ones were.
You thought that his mafia guy was subtle? Also, his mafia guy was just like a throwaway voice. He spent so much time in the first three, he didn't have anywhere to go with the fourth one. That fourth one was barely on there.
No, I thought that was, like, the irony of it, because it was, like... other ones were so long and this one was just bam 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 done.
I wish they had all been like bam 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 done. I like the first one.
I don't know. I like the subtleties. Huh?
I like the first one. What'd you think about the third one?
The third one I actually didn't write down anything for it, so I don't think I had an opinion either way about it. I thought it was alright.
Same. I didn't write anything down for that one either.
Yeah.
So, which is good, because I really didn't like the second and the fourth. I liked the first one, and the third one I was just okay with.
The fourth one, I actually liked it.
Well, I will say you could have gone a lot more stereotypical with that voice. I just didn't like that there wasn't any sort of story to him, or like he didn't have much to say.
He didn't have much characterization.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like that he didn't do, like, the over-the-top, like, Brooklyn mafia mob kind of thing.
No, I like that, too.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I disagree with your opinions on this one.
But... you disagree with my opinions on a lot of these.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's the banter. We've lost our connection as people.
Yeah, because you told me to stop bantering, so screw you. I'm not bantering anymore, and I'm not connecting with you anymore. www.voicehollywood.org is live now. Shameless plug. I have nothing else to say about this, but if you want to keep talking, go ahead, because we're not bantering anyway. So you may as well just like to hear yourself talk.
I'm done. <Yeah. laughs>